Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Clear, cold, windy today, and then a mild week coming up. Steve Kearney joins us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, always good to visit with you, and let's start out with something really important. Do you have all your holiday shopping done?
Kind of. Not going to say. I'm spending the day making venison jerky today. That's my project. It's, you know, pretty nasty up here in the North Country. It's blowing really hard, 6 degrees. So it's a good day to stay inside, get some cooking done, and, getting the jerky done. My kids are coming in from the West Coast, so that's going to be, they love that. And ducks and venison jerky are their favorite things. So that's what I'm prepping for.
Yeah, they probably don't get the real deal where they live.
No, not at all. And, you know, they are raised on duck and pheasant and walleye. Yeah. And so when they come home, it's we really have a good time. But fishing's been really good. You know, Steve, finally, we don't have any doom and gloom on the ice. It's gorgeous. It's really good. We've got 12, 13 inches of ice. It's clear. It's good. I mean, right now it looks like this season is setting up to be absolutely perfect. We don't have any snow anymore. A lot of that snow is gone. So that big dump we had last week, you know, that complicated our, you know, travel on the ice is really not a factor anymore. So now people can get around. Hard houses are coming out. We are in, you know, major leagues of ice fishing right now. Everybody's really hitting it, and it looks really excellent right now. And we still had some, you know, really cold nights. We got a couple more cold nights coming. So we're making good ice, and things look great.
Yeah, and even with some mild temps this week leading up to Christmas, and it looks like coming out of that holiday and ahead for the new year, it's going to stay mild. But the good deal is that, you know, colder overnight, it will freeze. So if we do get a warm-up during the day, it shouldn't be any big deal because that sun angle is still pretty low.
Yeah, I think, you know, the slush issues we talked about last week are not going to happen. Everything's frozen, you know, with these 14 belows. So, again, the ice situation is great. You definitely need ice cleats. I mean, it's really slippery out there. We have no snow cover, so you have to be very careful. A lot of people are using four-wheelers, side-by-sides. I wouldn't recommend driving quite yet. Maybe another week people will be able to drive and get the big hard houses out there. But, you know, the participation in the next week is going to be huge during the holidays. Everybody's out. But one thing I've noticed this week, Steve, is that the fish are really spooky because we don't have any snow cover. So when you have clear ice like this, and I'm fishing in probably 8 to 10 feet of water right now, and I'm telling you, any kind of noise or, you know, human noise of any sort, walking, anything, really spooks the fish. So you have to be very careful, very quiet, because, you know, if you have snow cover, that helps a lot. But when it's clear, and we have good ice, boy, they can be really spooky.
Yeah, and a lot of people chomping at the bit. I know we brought this up before, but there are some activities in the outdoors that are trending in the wrong direction. Duck hunting, kind of a numbers thing. Maybe some other forms of hunting. But I'll tell you what, ice fishing continues to grow in popularity. It's probably the biggest boom sport in the outdoors.
Absolutely, Steve. You are right on. It is growing just incredibly every year. You know, you don't need a $50,000 boat. You don't need a bunch of electronics. Just have the basics. And once you have the basics, a portable house, some electronics, I mean, that's all you need. Good clothing. And once you, you know, get over that, you know, overall expense in the beginning, it's a fairly inexpensive sport.
Yeah.
And yes, it is growing. It's, you know, the innovations in clothing, electronics, and the portable houses is huge. But yeah, I would say in the outdoors overall, ice fishing is growing in popularity, and it's huge. It's just huge. And you'll see that in the next 2 weeks during the holidays. Boy, people will be out. Grandmas, kids, everybody. And that's good because, you know, when the ice is good and it's stable, that brings the people out, and that's what you want.
Well, and it's hard to beat a fresh-caught meal out of the ice.
Steve, I'm having crappies tonight, freshly caught yesterday.
Wow.
I'll think of you. I'll think of you tonight when we have them.
Yeah, and then you're doing venison jerky? Wow, that all right, what's the key to make jerky? I mean, your kids are coming all the way in from the coast. For this stuff, what's the key? What's the secret?
You know, there's not a lot to it. You can buy a jerky kit. You know, it's got a curing item in it, and it's got, you know, the seasonings, or you can just do it yourself. Basically, I use venison cuts that are not prime. I save the good cuts like chops, you know, for dinner, but I usually use venison sirloin, which is, you know, not as good a cut, but it's perfect for jerky. And you just slice it up, marinate it, you know, overnight. You can use liquid smoke, teriyaki, or you can buy a kit and, you know, do your own. But it's so simple. Put it in your oven for 4 or 5 hours and, you know, open up the oven a little bit to let the moisture out. And I take that jerky and I just put a toothpick through the top and I put it on, you know, in my oven so it hangs, and put a little tin foil on the bottom to catch the drippings. And man, it's a no-brainer. It's so easy. You can do it with turkey. You can do it with duck. You don't need an expensive smoker or anything crazy. Just right in your own oven. I set it about 210, 220, and, 4 or 5 hours. And, man, it's awesome. There's no way to make it wrong, really.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. Once again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And I am off next Saturday, so we'll visit again early in the new year.
All right, sounds good, Steve. We're going to have about 20 inches of ice by then, so we'll be good.
Yeah, and the bite will be going gangbusters. All right, Steve, take care.
Hey, you too. Merry Christmas.
There he is, Steve Kearney, and stevekearneyoutdoors.com. And he's been joining us on the weekends for years, and our outdoors coverage continues tomorrow. Rob Dries signed from the Outdoor News. He has a great show. It's an hour long. Tons of great guests, great information. That is Rob from the Outdoor News tomorrow between 5 and 6 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I love that. We were supportive of each other to a certain extent.
That's the Skarsgårds. Are you familiar with the family of Skarsgårds that basically run all of our films and our TV and our nightmares these days? They're everywhere.
But think about that quote, Lindsey Brown. We're supportive of each other to a certain extent.
Yep.
That's father and son. Beautiful.
Father and son right there having a conversation.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like I worked with a guy for a long time here at CCO, the Hammer, Craig Schrepfer. He's over on the TV side now. And he started after I did, but he was around for a long, long time and was the studio coordinator and producer of a lot of different shows. And we always had funny conversations. And he said one time, I asked him, I said, well, you know, you'd never throw me under the bus, would you? And he said, I'd only throw you under the bus if I had to. So it's kind of in that same realm.
Yeah. I like that there are certain standards.
Yeah. I'll only throw you under the bus if I have to.
You can't get away with everything, Steve. Some respect.
This great stuff. You know, there's something I wanted to run by you, and it is in the world of sports.
Ooh.
And it has to do with sports and social media. And the one thing I think Twitter and now X and some of these other platforms, to me, it adds a bit of humor to watching live sports, particularly the Vikings, for example. You know, the wild swings of emotion from, you know, Fire Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell to, you know, the Wolves should sell the team to this is the greatest team ever,
yeah.
You know, et cetera. You know, play to play, series to series, game to game. To me, it's wildly entertaining. For instance, a great example is last night. Now, as I mentioned to Shaletta earlier, and you were a part of that, I was at a high school boys basketball game last night in Fridley, Creighton-Durham Hall at Totino Grace. And that happened to be a Star Tribune featured game. And it really turned out to be great. Totino Grace held on to win at the end. Creighton-Durham Hall had the ball down by two late and ultimately couldn't get the shot off, and the Eagles win at home. Really a great ball game. Tremendous sports entertainment last night. But I missed the entire college football playoff game between Alabama and Oklahoma.
Oh!
Yeah, I did.
How could you do that?
I know. What's wrong with me? Why didn't I plan my life?
Why did you drop everything going on for the football?
Why didn't I skip the hoops?
Right.
And, you know, just these high school kids battling their tails off for 36 minutes. Well, anyway, I kind of, since I missed the game, by the time I got home and got some chores done and that sort of thing and could settle in and to kind of wind down, I read the recap and kind of scrolled through social media. And if you didn't know, Oklahoma built a big early lead. They dominated early in the game, only for Alabama to come back and win 34-24. And early on it was, see, Alabama didn't deserve to be in the playoffs. See, what a joke. You can only imagine.
Two losses. This is what disqualifies you. Where's Michigan?
Notre Dame. Yeah, I think it was a lot of bitter fighting Irish fans, in my opinion, who thought, you know, they were jilted.
You know what? Go back to your books.
And what a fraud Alabama was.
You nerds. Go back to your books.
So then my entertainment was, before I went to bed last night, I even did a little bit of it today, was kind of going through the feed for all these people who had Alabama. And believe me, whether the Crimson Tide win or lose, I don't care. It doesn't matter that I called Caleb DeBoer's college football games way back in the day when he was at Sioux Falls College. I knew him as, you know, a college kid and a wide receiver at Sioux Falls College. And look where he is now, head coach at Alabama. Beyond that, there's really no connection whatsoever. I could care less whether Alabama wins or loses. But Alabama did indeed come back and win 34-24. But social media early in this contest, they don't deserve to be there. Oklahoma may be the best team in the playoff, blah, 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 blah. And my only response late last night and today to a lot of these posts, that aged well. I love doing that.
I love
that aged well.
I love that escalated quickly.
Right. Oh. But I mean, seriously, this was the greatest fraud in the history of college football early in the game, only to have Bama rally and win 34-24. And would it surprise you if they found a way to win it all? It wouldn't.
I'd be so annoyed. So annoyed. This is putting me in the conversation as I was calling for Kalen DeBoer's dismissal. And then when the Michigan job imploded, I was like, look at what's happening. That might be up there with your Raiders to the playoffs this year, Tate.
Yeah,
that might be in the brutal Hall of Fame for 2025.
Yeah, that was bad. And I'm glad, you know, you're rubbing it in my face again.
Just working it in. It's like,
and I deserve it. Because this started early in the year. It happened shortly after Sneaky Pete got the job in Vegas.
Yep.
That I said, he's a good enough coach where he's going to have the Raiders in play for the postseason. Well, we know how that went. And it was almost Jets bad.
Yeah, and it's still going. It's still going. Oh, and they got to lose the rest of the way out. Like
train wreck.
That's one thing they haven't done in the last couple years is that they've found ways to win games late in the season that has obviously impacted their draft position. And so we'll see if the suffering can be accepted, because there's nothing that football fans, I think, handle better that is actively losing. Right?
Well,
to your point about the tweets in that game.
Yeah, and it's just amazing how that all turned, and now it's kind of like, not only did Alabama rally, but in the rally, looked pretty legit, and, you know, winning in Norman and all of that sort of thing, and beating Oklahoma, you know, turned out to be. Now, in the next round in all of this, they have a pretty tough task.
Who they got?
Well, and here's how the bracket shapes up, that Alabama will take on Indiana, but this has to be scary for the Hoosiers.
Yep.
Would it surprise you, Lindsay, if in the quarterfinals, Alabama knocked off Indiana? Wouldn't surprise me.
Not at all. I make this call all the time in playoffs when you have a top team that has a bye, and you earn the bye, and maybe that's a bye that you need to get healthy. Maybe you need some more preparation. I don't know. I just don't like going up against a team that found a way to win the week before when I was sitting idle. And so I think that is definitely in play. Especially after the Heisman. And so, like, there's been a lot of really great things going on for that program. High likelihood, or I see high chance for a letdown. So we'll see if their coach will have them prepared and go for probably the biggest opportunity their school's had in their sports program since their basketball team was being led by Bobby Knight.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob Knight. The one thing I do know, and I'm going to pause for a moment and say something about the late, great Sid Hartman, truly a legend of the sports scene here in the Twin Cities and the upper Midwest. You said, Sid, everybody knew who you were talking about. The one thing I learned early in my career here, and because he was close personal friends with Bobby Knight, you had to tread very lightly and really had to think carefully about being critical of Bob Knight if Sid happened to hear that. That was not a good thing.
Is that one of, like, the inner circle guys, or was it because of the stature
Bob had? He was very close personal friends, and he would say that a lot.
Sure.
But for instance, George Steinbrenner in that category, Bob Knight, Bud Grant, you know, there were others in that inner circle of people very, very close to Sid. But Bob Knight was one, and I do remember saying something negative about Bob Knight, and next time I saw Sid, I heard about it. You don't know anything about Bob Knight, and, you know, so on and so forth.
Like, he punched a student. What do you mean? Right? Is that what happened? I'm sorry. There's something bustling in the background here in the studio. Is that Sid? Is that the spirit of Sid? Is that what happened?
I'm just telling you. You brought up Bob Knight, and it immediately sent off alarm bells.
Uh-oh.
And it's like, careful now, because, once again, the late, great Sid Hartman had Lou Holtz was another one. Oh, I can't say anything negative about Lou Holtz. Now, I will say this. Bud Grant, he was very, very close to the late, great Bud Grant. Very close friends. Going back to the days at the U and the Lakers and all of that, and then, of course, the Vikings. You know, you can't really come up with anything negative to say about Bud. Now, Lou and Bob and George, a little different, polarizing figures at times, but you never think of anything negative about the late, great Bud Grant. But when you brought it up, I'm like, careful, Lindsay.
Right? I got to choose my words carefully.
Don't say anything bad about Bob Knight.
I'm about as solid as the ice near Steve Carney about 6 weeks ago around here, so I need to tread lightly with absolutely no motorized vehicles in any
city. Well, and here's the thing. When you're in on the weekdays and maybe working with Chad, ask him about that, and I'm sure he would corroborate that story that, yeah, you know, Bob Knight, that's a no-fly zone.
Do you have anybody that you know really well that's a no-fly zone, whether it's on the air or in personal circles?
No, not really.
Like that where you'll defend the death?
Well, no, I'll tell you why. Because everybody has their own experience or their own opinions. Now, I would be willing to disagree with that. You know, someone says, I really don't like him. Or I really don't like her. And I would say, well, I maybe know him differently or had a different experience. That's how I would handle it.
That's not how I know Mother Teresa, okay?
Yeah, that for sure. You know, that's not the John Doe or Jane Doe I know.
Which is also scary, too, because so you can kind of get in that dark area because there's plenty of people who may be great to you that aren't great to others.
Well, and that's exactly right. You may not be privy to that experience. Now, I was a bit pleased by this. Alabama rallied to beat Oklahoma on Friday night, as we know, and we discussed that. Miami beat Texas A&M in the early game today in the playoff, 10-3. Miami wins on the road at College Station, so a highly touted SEC team in A&M, they are out. Underway, Ole Miss leading Tulane 17-3 in that one. And then tonight, I don't know how many eyeballs it's going to draw. James Madison against Oregon tonight.
Are you for or against their inclusion, the Cinderella schools? Because I was on with Henry, like, maybe not last week, but the week before, and he thinks Tulane and James Madison shouldn't be in there because they don't interest him. And I told him that the integrity of the sport and overall the dreams of people, teams like that need to get in, because if we're going to start doing that, why don't we just start cutting everybody off at 10 years old, right? Well, if you're only the best of the best, you can only participate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, if you're not good enough to be on the traveling team,
right,
why bother?
If you have a good season, you deserve to go get your ass kicked. Just go do it with a smile on your face. This is how life works.
Now,
Jake Paul did it. You can do it.
In defense of what Henry said, I get it. I don't know if I'm going to rearrange my evening around tuning into James Madison against Oregon. You know, I'm going to be like, if I stumble across it, I might see. Hopefully they give them a game. I do agree with you. If you're going to have a college football playoff, all these conference teams that can, you know, all these conferences that consider themselves or are deemed Division I should have a seat at the table. And then you can have your at-large. Now, a lot of people say, well, Notre Dame's way better than James Madison, or Notre Dame's way better than Tulane. Yeah, but it's a playoff.
Yeah,
you could argue that at the high school level. Look at the girls or boys state hockey tournament, or boys or girls state basketball tournament coming up this late winter here in Minnesota. You could go through that and say, well, here in this section, there's three or four better teams. There's three or four teams that are way better than anybody in Section 8 or Section 7 or Section 1 or whatever. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Is that sometimes they're SEC or Big Ten, sure, the depth of talent, the quality teams are deeper, but okay. You know, it's still a college football playoff, not an SEC and Big Ten playoff.
Right. If you thought you were the better team, why didn't you win more games? Why'd you lose the big ones?
Well, and when it comes to Notre Dame, I'll just settle this. Get in a conference and play a conference schedule. If you want to be taken really seriously, you know,
and they've
get in the
down.
Big Ten or the SEC.
Yep. And they keep turning it down because they and maybe in the previous college landscape, their idea was basically it was going to work for all perpetuity. But now with the way things have shifted, you're just not going to be able to hold the same power that you have. But then you also have that clause next year. Maybe it's with the deal about the college football playoff that if they're ranked in like the top 12 that they automatically get in. I hate that as well. And so I just, you're not an exceptional person or place. Okay, Notre Dame, just join the pack. It's nice.
Yeah, and final thought on that is really college football, big-time college football is broken on so many levels that, you know, arguing about who should be in the playoff when you just have, you know, the endless coaching carousel and money grab, and then you've got this situation where you've got kids transferring year to year looking for better deals, and that's fine. But at what point in time is there going to be a structure that's fair to everyone where you say to the kids, hey, you can make name, image, and likeness money, and you can sign a deal? And then why isn't that a binding contract that, you know, over, you know, a 2 or 3 or even a 4 year or full eligibility period is kind of like, hey, you signed a deal. You are getting paid and you're getting room, board, and tuition, and you just can't, you know, jump around year to year. Until they get to that point where they can, I'm all in favor of the kids getting paid and getting money and getting cut in on the action, but there it's got to be a give and take. With that has to be some, hey, you signed a deal, and you've got to live up to your end of the bargain, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. There needs to be a little bit of a regression back to the mean, but just considering how much how big everybody's eyeballs are, it's like exponential growth. Yeah. It keeps getting bigger and bigger until it breaks. And like I said, it might be broken, but it's not dysfunctional yet. So God knows what we're going to get to before we get to that point.
Yeah, and then on the flip side, look at the coaches. Look at a guy like Lane Kiffin. Millionaire at Ole Miss. Oh, I'm going to LSU and get even more. and just sneak off in the middle of the night. And that happens way too often. So, you know, it.
Water your own grass, people.
Yeah.
Let it grow. Come on.
Rake your own leaves.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't just leave them for the fertilizer.
4:35. We'll have an update on the weather. Chris Hines going to join us shortly. We'll talk Timberwolves. Win of the year over OKC on Friday night. We'll get his thoughts on that here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Big win for the Timberwolves at Target Center on Friday night. They beat the Thunder 112-107. Thunder dropped to 25-3. They might be in full panic mode. Timberwolves get the W, a 112-107. Ant hit a big shot late in that game. Bucks and Timberwolves at Target Center on Sunday, 6 o'clock start. Another home game. Knicks in town Tuesday night. Then they hit the road. They'll be in Denver on Christmas Day. That'll be the late game on the 25th on ABC. So the Timberwolves playing on Christmas Day. Chris Hine joins us. He covers the club for the Star Tribune. Chris, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
You too, Steve. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yes, you as well. Always good to visit with you. Was that the win of the year on Friday night?
For sure. I think it was the first time I think we've seen the Timberwolves team really reach the level defensively that we know they are capable of achieving, that we've seen over the last two seasons. They won that game not because they played particularly well against the Thunder's defense, but because they were toe-to-toe with them on their own defensive end of the floor. I think both teams shot 38%, something like that, and the Wolves come out with the win, and that's how I think you're going to have to beat these guys come April and May. Is you're going to have to get down and defend with them, make the games a little gridlocky, a little ugly, lower scoring, And if you can do that and execute down the stretch, that's the formula for beating these guys, I think.
And, Chris, do you think head coach Chris Finch getting the heave-ho early sent a message beyond what transpired in that game last night?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think it was kind of the perfect storm for Finch to have a moment like that. He has expressed his displeasure with how the league officiates the Thunder on the defensive end of the floor, and then he feels like you can barely touch SGA. So that plus the fact that the Wolves hadn't played well on Wednesday, the players were saying it was an intense film session on Thursday, which tends to happen a couple times per season. Couple that all together, and you have an on-edge Chris Finch who, when he saw those two non-calls on Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle early in the game, just erupted, had enough. And, you know, I think NBA fans across social media, there's a lot of sympathy for how Finch felt among non-Thunder fans out there who kind of have the same perception of how the league handles the Thunder versus the other teams.
Yeah, and, you know, there has been and talk of this, of kind of star power in the NBA carries weight with officials and, you know, Jordan rules, all of that. I mean, in reality, it's probably true in all sport, you know, that it's not just the NBA.
Yeah, it's. You know, I think in the NBA, having covered the league for 8 years, you do see how the officiating with certain players, whether it's on the offensive end of the floor or if they're well reputed to be a defensive player, how they get away with some things on the defensive end of the floor that maybe other players don't. You can see how it impacts how officials call the game. It's subtle. Not always overt, but I think it does exist. And I think with the Thunder, and maybe it's just a product of them being the best and people trying to find a way to bring them down a notch. You know, a lot of players, fans, coaches in the league, they have some issues. And, you know, we'll see how the NBA handles it, if anything changes. Or if this, you know, if Finch's outburst and the Wolves shooting 47 free throws last night is just a one-time thing.
Chris Hine joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune, online at startribune.com. You brought up the clunker against the Grizzlies, where they get beat 116-110 on Wednesday night, and kind of a head scratch. I know Ant wasn't available in that game, but still, you know, it is a game you should probably put in the win column. But that illustrates over 82 how hard it is to bring it every night. And that's what makes the Oklahoma City story this year. They are the defending champs, played deep into the summer. And counting last night, they have lost three games, and it's almost Christmas.
Yeah, that's what's most impressive about them. And that's why I feel like the criticism and the officiating and all that, I think it overlooks what the things that they really do well, which is they bring the same intensity, the same composure, the same level of play every night. And when you watch a team like the Timberwolves who struggles with that on a nightly basis, I think you tend to have an appreciation for what the Thunder do on a nightly basis. They bring it. They are, you know, playing defense every night, pretty much. Their effort, their intensity, their motivation doesn't really seem to wane based on who they're playing, the quality of the opponent. Yeah, and the Wolves have another little test tomorrow in the sense that they're playing the Bucks shorthanded. And is this going to be one of those games where they come out flat, or are they going to rise to the moment and, you know, do what they should? Last year, I was actually looking at this. It was actually flipped. They played a shorthanded Bucks team right before they played the Thunder, and they lost to the shorthanded Bucks team. And then on the second night of a back-to-back, they beat the Thunder. So it was kind of the exact opposite circumstances last year as you're going to have tomorrow.
Yeah, and, you know, here we are in a stretch. Games beyond that Bucks game on Sunday at 6. Marquee game, Knicks come to town Tuesday night. And then Christmas Day against the Nuggets in Denver. You would think those are a couple of occasions where the Wolves are going to bring it.
Yeah, the schedule has kind of lined up beginning last night to have some really good matchups where if the Wolves don't bring it, they're going to get run out of the building. You got the Knicks coming up. You got Denver coming up. So this is kind of, I don't want to say it's the roughest stretch of the season so far, but it's one of the most difficult from a record perspective that the Wolves have had in the early season. And so far, so good. They passed test number one last night. Now to kind of keep it rolling here. And I think after the start of the season, I think everybody was a little bit concerned about the defense. But what I think last night, and I think the last couple of weeks have shown, is the Wolves' defense is still there. They are still capable of playing very good to elite defense, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be doing that on a regular basis.
And I want to follow up, and maybe speaks to the value of Rudy Gobert when you really need the lockdown. I mean, this guy is still and can be an elite defender, and part of elite team defense. So people are saying, well, you know, Rudy this, Rudy that, probably making too much money. He does bring that part, and when it comes to getting on a deep playoff run, Gobert can be a huge part of that.
Yeah, it is, and you still see it. You still see it in the numbers. The numbers bear it out, and last night I think he had 6 or 7 offensive rebounds as well. So he's really contributing on that end of the floor as well. I mean, Ant's big three at the end of the game doesn't happen unless Rudy tips out the ball off of a Julius Randle missed free throw. That's set up Anthony Edwards' go-ahead three-pointer on that possession. So his value, I think it's kind of a good encapsulation of Rudy. It's like his value is not always obvious. It's not the flashy plays. But he does those kind of things that contribute to winning. He didn't even get credit for that rebound last night. Dante DiVincenzo got credit because he picked the ball up after Rudy tapped it out. So even in the box score, Rudy didn't get credit for a play like that. And I think it's, you know, on the defensive end of the floor, it's not always obvious, but the impact is there.
Yeah, and, you know, Anthony Edwards, you mentioned, hits a big shot, wasn't available for that ugly loss to the Memphis Grizzlies. But Julius Randle is another one, and just want to take a moment before we let you go. Still seems like a really great fit for this team. That, you know, that deal is really worked out well for Julius, and I think really worked out for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, it has, and I think for what he's producing, to have somebody, you know, making $30-ish million a year and, you know, to have the kind of numbers, all-star level sort of numbers that he's put up so far this season, you know, I think it's been a really good fit, both from, you know, a cap perspective, from a fit perspective. You know, the thing that I'm wondering about moving forward is just how, you know, if your goal is to beat the Thunder, Julius had a rough game from the field last night. It's how is he going to handle that matchup come April and May? Because last postseason they got the best of him, despite a very good postseason for Julius. You know, last night was another rough game for him. What is kind of the plan moving forward with him in these matchups against the Thunder? I think that's one question that, you know, they'll be asking themselves in coming months here.
Yeah, and the entire NBA Western Conference wondering, you know, what are we going to need to do to be able to counter what they have in a young, deep team with all those assets going forward. Certainly scary. Chris, always good to visit with you. Once again, Bucks, Timberwolves tomorrow night, and then the Knicks in Tuesday night, then Christmas Day in Denver. Are you going to be spending Christmas in the Mile High City?
No, I'm going to be visiting my family back in Pennsylvania.
Nice.
I won't be covering that one.
All right, well, safe travels.
To see me. Appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Chris. Here he is, Chris Hine, covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Big day, D3 football semifinals today. UW River Falls, late touchdown. They beat Johns Hopkins in the wind and the cold of River Falls, 48-41. Caleb Blaha threw a dart on a go route, and it goes all the way to the end zone for a touchdown. He had five touchdown passes. UW River Falls to the championship game, beating Johns Hopkins 48-41. And the other national semifinal today, John Carroll in North Central, and our good friend Pat Coleman joins us from D3Football.com. And North Central, they're well on their way, Pat.
They are. They're leading 28-0 here at the half. North Central's had just a good amount of success, and then a defensive end pick six to kind of close off the first half. A lot of things going right for the Cardinals here today.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're keeping an eye on the River Falls, Johns Hopkins, in the cold and in the wind today. These teams went up and down the field. It was quite a show.
They sure did. I've gotten mixed reports from coaches who want to tell me whether it's easier to play offense in the cold in bad field or easier to play defense. Today, clearly, it was easier to play offense. And you talked about that game-winning touchdown pass to Blake Rohrer, 79-yarder with 45 seconds to play. River Falls got the ball back on their own four with a minute 42 to play. And frankly, that's just right up River Falls alley. That's what they do all season long. So for them to go and score in literally 1 minute is pretty emblematic of how the Falcons have played offense this season.
Yeah, what an extraordinary day. Caleb Blaha from Fridley, 30 of 48, five touchdowns a pick, 520 yards today. That is really impressive. And River Falls heading for the championship game. What a story that is in D3 football to emerge from the WIAC and go all the way to the championship game. That's great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. We talked a couple of weeks ago that the quarterfinals was the furthest they had ever been. Now, this will be now, I believe, the sixth team out of the WIAC to play in the Stag Bowl, and four of the previous teams. Let's see. There's so many titles, of course, coming out of the WIAC, a bunch of them for Whitewater, a couple of them for lacrosse. Oshkosh has played in the Stag Bowl as well. It's a powerhouse conference that we have right on our eastern border there, Steve.
Yeah, North Central of Illinois, they're kind of the new power. We've heard so much about Mount Union. You mentioned Whitewater, other D3 programs, certainly St. John's and Bethel in this part of the world, but North Central of Illinois, they are the team to beat.
They really have been. So it was 6 years ago today, they won their first Stag Bowl. They beat Whitewater, beat them handily down outside of Houston back in 2019. They have yet to win back-to-back titles, so we'll see if they can continue, finish off and do that this year. But they have won, of course, how many now? Three of the last five, and looking to get there for the sixth consecutive season if they can hold on here for another 30 minutes.
All right, Pat, always good to visit with you. Thanks for all your work at D3Football.com, and hopefully we can visit at Stag Bowl time.
That would be great, Steve. I look forward to that.
All right, there he is, Pat Coleman, D3Football.com. He's been very generous with his time, and once again, North Central of Illinois leading John Carroll 28-0 at the half, joining us from that game. And, of course, River Falls beat Johns Hopkins in River Falls today to advance to the Stag Bowl 48-41. We've got to run. We've got the news and weather coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.